Kristen Fulman, Haiti Eye Mission, joining us now in studio. One of our friends, we've gotten to know you over the years. How you doing, Kristen?
Yes, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. For those who are not familiar with Haiti Eye Mission, I know the name Haiti kind of spells it out, but tell our listeners what you do.
So we are a medical nonprofit. We have a team that travels annually to the island of Hispaniola, which is Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And we do eye screenings, hand out eye medications, do surgeries, about 300 surgeries or more each year, and just treat those that have no other access to that sight-saving treatment.
Why Haiti?
It's our neighbor. The eye needs are staggering. They have epidemic levels of glaucoma and cataracts and really very, very limited resources.
And glaucoma, with the surgery, they can see normal again, right?
So glaucoma is, you have to catch it before you lose your sight. There's no reversing that.
Oh.
So that's why the eye drops are so important. We do have some surgical procedures that we can do for glaucoma to keep it under control. So that's why these annual trips are so important, to make sure that we can get them access to the treatment that they need.
So daily. You said you'll do about 300 surgeries.
300 to 350.
And how long have you been doing this? Like, how many surgeries have you done over the years?
Oh, this is 10 years. So
okay.
We've done, thousands of surgeries.
Mm-hmm. And what an impact. And I imagine when you go back over there, you do connect with people that you have basically changed their lives mm-hmm. with the gift of sight.
Yes. And that's so meaningful to see how their life has changed and how they now can go to school. They can work. They can be productive and help support their families.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are always a part of Giving Hearts Day, too, as a nonprofit.
We are, yes.
Correct? Yeah, that's cool. Big fundraiser coming up for you. Tell our listeners about it.
Yeah, October 1st at the Avalon, we have our fourth annual A Night for Sight. So it's just a fun time to get together and bring your friends. If you don't know anybody else, just the more the merrier. We have a great meal by the Avalon. We have Patrick Kirby as our MC this year. And
he's phenomenal.
Oh, my goodness. High energy.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. He fills in on our radio station once in a while. Yeah.
Yeah. He's fantastic. So he will keep the night fun for sure. And then we have just some stories of impact so we can really just share with our supporters how we're making a difference together and changing lives.
Well, it's been basically about a year, I think, since we spoke to you then, Kristen. How did last year's mission go? Did you get more surgeries in than you were hoping for? How did it compare to previous years?
Yeah, it was actually the first time. So our past few trips, we've had to be on the Dominican side of the island,
right?
Because of the unrest in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
So our partners on the Dominican side, they opened up a new facility in Santiago,
wow.
Dominican Republic.
Uh-huh.
And so that was our first year in the northern part of the Dominican, which was phenomenal because mm-hmm. there are over 2 million Haitians living on the Dominican side and a lot of Dominicans in severe poverty as well. So this location brought us closer to the border of Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
It brought us in more rural areas where we could really make an impact.
Right.
And those people didn't have to travel. So,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And we also had a screening team that we led for the first time on the Dominican side.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to go into the rural areas, the very, targeted, impoverished communities that really, mm-hmm. really lack resources. And so I feel like our impact on the Dominican side was even higher than it's been in the past.
Are you guys planning on doing surgeries as well for Dominicans then?
I mean,
are you going to change your name then?
So we've kind of thrown
Haiti
out
Dominican,
the idea of Hispaniola Eye Mission.
Yeah.
That's the name of the island.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We really are still very focused on getting supplies to Haiti. We are in communication right now with a doctor in Haiti. She's Haitian.
Mm-hmm.
And she has completed medical school and wants to now go into training for ophthalmology.
Oh, nice.
So we are looking to support her to get trained in ophthalmology. And she will stay on the Haiti side. And so, our expenses are higher because we're doing the annual trips and we're still trying to create sustainable eye care in Haiti and empower them to help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That has been our goal the whole time. And now we're really closer to that and it's really exciting.
When it comes to Haiti Eye Mission, and obviously this is a big fundraiser that is coming up for you guys, the fourth annual A Night for Sight. Plus, as you mentioned, you're involved in Giving Hearts Day. As an organization, you don't want to really talk about, obviously, the amount, but do you guys have a funding goal this year? You're trying to, kind of set another level up, another standard for you guys so that you can increase your impact in that area, maybe increase the number of trips? Because I know we've talked about that briefly in the past, about maybe a second trip down there. Are you guys trying to expand this fundraising to try and be able to do more trips and do more things down there?
Yes, absolutely. So a second trip per year would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Each trip is about $80,000 to $90,000. Mm-hmm. We get as many supplies as we can donated through pharmaceutical companies and things like that. But a lot of the consumables we just can't get donated. Yeah. So we need to purchase, you know, then all of the other expenses that go along with bringing a team of 20 to 25 people down there for a week or 10 days. And also now establishing a clinic and supporting a doctor, training, all of that. Mm-hmm. The Haiti side, you know, our costs are just going to continue to increase, but we're reaching a larger number of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to ask you, how long you guys are down there. So about a week to 10 days.
Week to 10 days. And we do have a lot of, you know, if people aren't able to make it on October 1st, we have, you know, our website, HaitiImmission.com. They can donate there. We also, Lance Bergstrom is the one that started this mission 10 years ago. And there is a new optical shop at his clinic, Bergstrom Optical, and they are actually, for every complete pair of glasses sold, they are going to donate $10 directly to Haiti Eye Mission.
Oh, nice.
So that's another way, too. If you need some glasses, hey, check out Bergstrom Optical and help us that way as well. So it all adds up. Every dollar.
Absolutely. And for those that do want to go to the event, HaitiImmission.com, it looks like you can buy the tickets on your website as well.
Yep, there's a link on our website. It's through GiveButter. We're trying that platform
this
year.
Okay, GiveButter, that's a new one too.
So, or just reach out, you know, via the website. There's a contact us page, and I'd be happy to help get you there. We want all of the seats full.
And it's a fundraiser, right? But for $50, you're getting a lot of stuff. For $50 donation. I mean, a fine meal, entertainment, music, whatnot. And
exactly.
You're helping out a great cause.
Yes. We'll have a photo booth. We'll have a DJ, some raffle items. So, yeah, it'll be a great night.
I know some businesses and some people like to buy tables. Do you have any tables left yet?
We do. We have a few tables left for sponsorships. We're also looking for a few more raffle items if anybody has anything that they would like to donate.
Yeah, good idea. All right. And Thursday, October 1st, 6 to 10 p.m., Avalon Event Center. But get your tickets ahead of time.
They're going fast.
Yeah. Yes. What's your capacity?
250, but okay. I could maybe sweet talk them if we exceed that.
Like, they've got plenty
open up
of
the
room.
Upstairs.
Exactly. Switch over a little. Would you? We're going to put another table over here. Well, we hope you guys have a fabulous fundraiser and continue on with your mission, I guess, changing lives through the gift of sight.
Yes, thank you so much.
You bet. HaitiImmission.com. If you want more details, you want to make a donation to them, or if you want to get your tickets, you can find details on how to get a hold of Kristen yourself. Kristen Fullman, Haiti Eye Mission, joining us here on Bonnie and Friends.